Fort Worth real quick, and then back to Micah after the, you know, we may carry Ken over. Not sure what he has to say, but Ken, real quick.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, great.
Hey, Ron Paul's got 223 signers on his audit the Fed bill right now.
Yeah, no, that's great.
That's great, yeah. And
but you understand, like, you know, even Alex Jones is putting up on his site, auditing the Fed. We've seen how Arthur Andersen audits and others. I'm trying to think of the other firm that was involved with all the scandals with Enron and WorldCom and others. But Arthur Andersen was one of the major accounting firms that going in and just auditing the Fed is not enough. But it's a start. I mean,
sure.
It's huge.
Right.
It's huge.
I mean, it's huge for right now.
Right. It's a move in the right direction for sure.
Yeah. I wrote my senator from Texas over here and told him to sign on that, 704 to audit the Fed in the Senate.
Right.
I told him that, and I wrote to Pelosi and to Barney Frank, told him to get it on a table and hop to it, get to it right now.
Well, you seem to be pretty active. I would ask you, can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Can you start writing some congressmen and senators about the Coast Guard and their use of military tribunals over American civilians?
Oh.
They've started these admiralty courts, and they're military tribunals, and they're bringing in American flag federal maritime officers. I know this because I'm a naval officer, and I know how the system is set up and what it's supposed to be. But they've taken military law out of the DOD, Department of Defense, and moved it into Homeland Security when they moved the Coast Guard there, not from the Department of Defense, but from the Department of Transportation where the Coast Guard was. The Coast Guard is not supposed to be a branch of military. They're now saying that the Coast Guard is a special branch of military that can regulate and adjudicate civilian affairs.
Oh, well, I didn't know about that.
No, I know, and that's the focus of my program. But let me give you my email, and you can send me an email and all.
Oh, well, I don't know if I got a pencil here. It's dark.
It's LTShine, S-H-I-N-E, at SoCal.R.com. You can get it from – you can call into the network anytime and get
well,
it. And
give it to me. Give it to me again.
It's LT, like lieutenant.
Oh, LT?
Right. LTShine, S-H-I-N-E.
Yeah.
At SoCal, S-O-C-A-L, .rr.com.
SoCal dot?
RR.com.
RR.
SoCal is short for Southern Cal, and then RR is short for Roadrunner.
Roadrunner.
Yeah, no, okay. it's the carrier. It's the.
Yeah, see, I just thought that, I don't know that much about it.
Well, no, and I'll tell you, I'll give you a little bit of information, but it's real clear. The Coast Guard is operating under the UCMJ as a self-declared special branch of military under Title 10, military law in Homeland Security, not the DOD. And that's such a breach of constitutional principles because we now have two major departments operating under military law, the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, I think the Department of Homeland Security is a Gestapo. That's all it is.
Well, it is, and that's why I'm saying that when you look into the Coast Guard, they actually now have at the Coast Guard headquarters, they've turned over an entire floor of the Coast Guard's headquarters, D.C. offices, to the School of the Americas, or what is now known as the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, that trains assassins for Central and South America and around the world.
I think they're going to take things that Hitler did, they're going to take things that the communists did, and take the worst of both.
Yeah, we're the melting pot.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you know they just use it for tests?
Well, and that's where people need to step forward, though. I've been, you know, fighting this for the last 6 years since they moved into Homeland Security, and I could really use some help.
Hey, I'll talk to you later. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, take care, man. Peace. We'll be right back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, and we'll be right back with Micah Burnett, some more callers, and of course some more commercials as well. We'll be right back.
In important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back, and I want to throw it back before I go to another caller. We got a bunch of callers, but we still have some open lines as well. 800-313-9443. Excuse me. Micah, go ahead.
Sure.
If you remember where you were at.
Well, you had mentioned the market state, and I just had a quick comment about that.
Well, you know that's feudalism, right? That's kingdoms. I mean, they're just changing the terminology, but they're even saying it's a new constitutional order, which is treason.
Right. Well, it's the same thing as feudalism, where the elite, you have the lords, and they're the ones that have the money, and they're rich, and the serfs have no possibility of getting above where they are, their station in life.
Right. And what did Rothschild say back in the 1700s? I care not who controls or who writes the laws for a country, so long as I control the economy.
Right. And Rothschild is the ultimate elite. He built a palace, basically, that I don't remember which king it was, but one of the kings came by it and is like, now that's a palace that only a Rothschild could have. No king could have a palace that big.
Right. Well, and you also know, too, that he built the new Supreme Courthouse building and whatever else it houses in Israel, that they will not disclose how much money they spent on building this new campus of structures.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, undisclosed, and no one knows. And as far as you know, whether you look to Fort Knox and our gold, or the gold that was held by the Federal Reserve in different locations throughout the United States, and what the Templars did in France and what they appear to be doing to our own country. A lot of this wealth, just back in the day of like even the Spanish conquistadors, is being removed from the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's a difference in worldview. I mean, why would a lord tell the slaves anything about his financial interests or what he's doing at all, except what he wants you to do, which is exactly what we're told in our government schools. Anyway, the point I wanted to make about the market state I completely agree. Is we're headed there, or we're there now, where it's corporations that control. And you say that, and people are like, "Oh, you're against the free market. You're a liberal Democrat or whatever."
Yeah,
like,
you're against business.
Right, right.
It's like what?
Well, it's this complete one-dimensional thinking. But it's actually, you know.
No, but it's also they're parroting the stuff that Limbaugh and Hannity and even Combs and all these other people are espousing and putting out, and they want to sound informed. So all they do is repeat what they've heard.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the prime examples of this is, you know, corporations, they have no, for the most part anyway, they have no national boundaries. They have no, they don't care about nations. They care about making a profit, which is fine. It's great for them, but it's up to nations to control that.
Well, really, when you think about it and you go back to our founding fathers, because what did they fight against? They fought against corporations. That's what the East Indies Company was.
Right, with the Tea Party.
Right. Well, and the tea, and I'm not just the tea, but the colonies themselves, they were all literally, you know, more or less individual corporations.
Not to mention the corporation of the Bank of England, which Franklin said was the prime reason for the revolution.
Right. And then when you look at all that, and you look at where we're at today, they've used the very same virtual castle or virtual castle system or feudal system to come back in and reclaim the United States.
Yep. I mean, you look at Yahoo and you look at Google, and you know they're major internet powerhouses, and they had no problems whatsoever censoring the internet for the Chinese. And so, I mean, there's a prime example of severe problems that you have with corporations running the nation instead of the nation running itself, and
right,
regulating
right.
The corporations with not regulating in the Democrat liberal sense.
Well, it's a corporate nation state where the corporations are the state.
Right. Where they control the legislature.
Well, and I mean, if you look at a lot of these people though, too, like Jane Harmon, she's the heiress of Harmon Kardon, you know, that enormous private trust. She's the richest person in both the House and the Senate. And
wow.
She's not representing even her own employees, except keeping them employed. But she's not going in there and fighting for the Family Medical Leave Act or any other rights and protections of her employees to organize or protect themselves. She's going in to protect her own private trust.
Right. And these are the same people that run the military-industrial complex for their own interests. You have
right.
The banker bailout, for instance. People were calling 1,000 to 1, 100 to 1 later against the bailout, but they passed it anyway. And you had several congressmen that came out and said, you know, they threatened us with martial law if we didn't pass this bailout. And they said, I think that's ridiculous. We can pass it
but
a normal bill.
But I'm telling people we're already under it, so I don't know what they're, you know. If they would wake up and realize that a branch of military is not supposed to be regulating and adjudicating civilian affairs, you know, like you've heard that one caller didn't know it, and you didn't know it until I told you, and you realize how effective they are in quashing any information from getting out to tell people, look, we're not only under martial law, we're under military rule right now. Even
right.
Under Obama, nothing's changed. You know, and somehow you're an enemy of the state if you point this out and say, look, military law is for the military and for the Department of Defense only. It's not for the Coast Guard and Homeland Security.
Right.
Because then we have a Department of Defense, i.e. the Department of Homeland Security, and a Department of Offense or a Department of War for aggressive wars, which was outlawed in the Geneva Conventions.
Absolutely.
You know? Real quick, let me throw in, because I want to get back to more about your background and stuff, but let me bring in Dave. We have a subject of the Queen from Canada, and I'm just giving him a hard time because he's called in the show before, but no, he's a good guy. He's a good egg. Dave, welcome to the show.
I've never called in before.
Okay, different Dave. So welcome to the show, and forgive me for ribbing you about being a subject of the Queen.
We could argue about 80% of what you said. My name is David Raymond Amos.
Okay.
David was the first Canadian to win the Victoria Cross in World War II.
Okay.
If you're a military man, you know how rare that cross is.
Right.
He was my father's captain.
And I respect that. And I
Raymond
said,
was my father's, my mother's favorite brother. He died June the 7th, the day after the landing.
Right. And what did you fight for or against?
I said we could agree on 80% of what you said.
Right. But what did your family fight for?
Let me tell you something you don't know. Who I am. Never mind the Rothschilds or anything. You asked for assistance. So in your email box, I put the assistance you requested. A long, long time ago, I filed whistleblower forms with the U.S. Treasury Department.
Right.
Form 211.
Right.
Before there was a Patriot Act.
How long before there
was
a Patriot Act?
Now, that said, I got tired of American feds keep trying to lock me up while I gave them enough evidence to impeach your president.
Which one?
Bush.
Okay. The first Bush or the second?
The second.
Okay. I'm just trying to be clear.
We lived in the town of Milton, Massachusetts. My family's still there.
Right.
I am a very proud Canadian, but I'm married to a nice Yankee lady and the proud father of two Yankees who I have not been able to be with since 2005.
Okay.
I have been stuck in my native land because of actions of Americans.
Well, isn't it nice that you had
now,
to escape?
Now, in 2002,
hold
I
on
get
a
tired
second.
Of this
nonsense. Hold on a second. Hold on. Isn't it nice that you had to escape
sir.
From the land of the free and go to Canada?
Listen,
to...
are you listening, sir?
Yeah, I am. Do you want
November
me to hang up on you? Or
2003, a year and a half after I sued three U.S. Treasury agents, Cardinal Law, 40-some judges and lawyers in Boston in two lawsuits, which I won four judgments by default for after the Patriot Act came into effect, the Secret Service came to my home and tried to take me to Guantanamo Bay. That is why I ran for public office four times in Canada. I'm
right.
about to sue Queen Dizzy Lizzie the II. She is not my queen, sir.
I appreciate that.
See you
Thank
in
you.
Fucking court, Yankee.
Hey, watch your language. All right, well...
Wow.
I think, I don't know if the producer cut him off. Okay. The, so we have some people in Canada who, don't swear allegiance to the crown, don't swear allegiance to the queen, who are awake, and, I appreciate that. It's sad that the individual had to flee, the United States, the quote unquote land of the free, for, want of, you know, some level of sanity and or peace. It's sad that he has been estranged from his family now for 4 to 5 years. You see what the Bush administration and even the Clinton administration and former administrations do to whistleblowers, and how federal officials, and even it's gotten to the point of state officials, even, you know, police officers and more, can basically do anything they want and are somehow protected under this cloak of sovereign immunity, which, you know, is something new to the United States. We don't have a cloak of sovereign immunity because we are all sovereigns, and no one is supposed to be immune from prosecution and or being brought into civil court. I want to go back to Micah. Go ahead.
Hey, Eric.
We're going to break. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Hey, no, and I apologize for the caller and getting so pissed off in the language. And I apologize to the listeners. If he wants to call back in, I'm more than willing to listen. But he needs to, work. It's not just it's a conversation back and forth. And we'll be right back, and Leo's holding too. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, we're back. And I just want to throw out to Dave in Canada. You know, I apologize for the situation you're in right now. I was going to say you find yourself in. I didn't want that to come across as if you somehow had anything other than trying to fight for what is right and doing the right thing. But what our government can and will and is doing to whistleblowers and grievance and complainants, those who try to exercise their First Amendment rights, is horrendous. And you can look at Karen Silkwood and all sorts of other whistleblowers across the spectrum who have, you know, been stomped on, if not annihilated, by those in positions of power and trust to cover up their own corruptions. And we normally have a caller from Canada, Dave, who calls in, and I've talked to him about this before and about the Queen and everything else. And that, you know, at some point, 79% of Canadians don't know or understand that A, they live in a constitutional monarchy, and that B, they swear allegiance to the crown and royal families of England and or Europe, you know, because even the royal families of England are German, the Windsors, they're Saxe, Coburg, Gotha. I want to go ahead, Micah, take a couple minutes, get into it, and I want to go to Leo, and Dave's back from Canada, but I want to get Leo in first real quick, but go ahead.
Sure. We talked early on about skull and bones, something I wasn't willing to look into before. But as soon as I, you know, had the sliver of light open about
well, that,
beginning to under,
Your epiphany came from the video that you watched that your wife got a hold of?
Actually, no. It was from reading the Constitution Party candidate's webpage.
Ah.
And he talked about the Constitution, and he talked about how we weren't following it, and here's how we're not doing it. And that started me down the road. And then I said, you know what? The whole skull and bones things, I'm willing to look into that now. So I did some research on that. And it was just a little bit of research, and I sat back in my seat, and I was astonished, and I was like, you know, if even part of this is true, we're in serious trouble. And the thing is,
have you seen the speech by Kennedy from 63 about secret societies?
I haven't seen it, but I've read parts of it. Yep.
Yeah. Go online. And if you type in Kennedy, speech, 1963, dot, 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 secret societies, you should get it, or some, you know, query along those lines, and listen to his speech. And he goes into, and if you really look at even the Catholic Church, and, you know, I was a Roman Catholic, went to Catholic grade school and high school, it's clearly not only a secret society, it's a constitutional monarchy. I'm sorry, it's just, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not real familiar with that, so.
And I am, and trust me, it's, you know, the people have no involvement and nothing to say about how the church leaders are elected or put in positions of power and trust. It's a whole,
right,
you know, system of secret societies who, you know, and if you really look into the Catholic Church, it basically took the Roman senators in the year 306 or 309 under Constantine and made all the Roman senators basically cardinals, you know. So they deified the Roman, you know, empire and turned it into not just a system of governance, but of religious governance.
Right.
For the world. I mean, look at all the popes were the ones who were anointing and appointing all the princes and kings and queens for Europe.
Well, and you know, I respect Catholics, but the problem I have is every time somebody brings up religion, they talk about how, you know, all religion is bad because look at what religion has done over the past century. And the problem I have with the Catholic Church is their involvement in government, where they say, not only are we a church where you're free to come and go if you please, but now we're your government and you must obey exactly what we say or you will be put to death and we will decide what wars we will and will not fight.
Well, and even John Kerry, they went after Kerry, I think he's Roman Catholic, on his issue. They attacked him in the election, and they should not be getting involved in an election like that. To throw it one way or another, they could, you know, speak about the issues, but to target a candidate and say that, you know, really he should be excommunicated because he believed in freedom of choice as far as, you know, abortion. And,
well, it's avoid the issues at all costs. Avoid
right.
the real issues at all costs.
Well, avoid the real issues because, you know, those type of issues are inflammatory. They're personal, they're emotional, you know, they should be left up to the individual to an extent. But, you know, we're killing how many troops and how many citizens, civilians over in the Middle East right now. And we're talking about, you know, or putting a precedence over unborn children. And I believe that they do need protections and that it is a serious issue and it calls for, you know, serious deliberations. But at some point, we have other issues that, you know, even the issue of abortion would to an extent go away if we were living in a different society where, you know, a lot of our money wasn't being spent on warfare and could instead be spent on welfare or benefits to the people who are paying the taxes. You know, welfare has taken on such a dirty name.
Right. I mean, if an abortion hadn't reached a federal level and become a federal issue, we would not have this problem because it would go back to the states where it belongs. The states decide
right.
what. I mean, those are complicated issues.
Well, let me throw it back to Leo real quick after this break. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, hosted by Eric Schein. We're speaking with Micah Burnett of www.ourrepubliconline.com. Go to the website, check it out, see what he's up to. He's being active, you know, what you need to be doing, people. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back. I want to go to Leo real quick. He's been holding for a while. I think he's from Mass, and I think he has called into the show before, but I don't want to be presumptuous because that got me in trouble with Dave from Canada. Leo, how's it going?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. You know, first simple quick question. At what year – I wanted to sign up for the Coast Guard when I was younger, but my eyesight kept me out. What year did the Coast Guard become a part of the Department of Defense?
It never did. Never has been.
It's been transferred out of the Treasury.
Yeah, it's been back and forth between the Treasury and Commerce, and then it was moved into the Department of Transportation in 65. What happened after World War II, because of the games since its inception in 1915, up and until just after and through World War II, the Coast Guard had been operating under some form of pseudo-military law. It actually voluntarily took on uniforms. It wasn't, you know, put out by Congress or anything, by an act of Congress. The Coast Guard resides under Title 14. All of the military resides under Title 10, which is also has the UCMJ within Title 10.
Okay, well, I was wrong about it being inducted into the military. Anyway, that's...
Hold on. Since probably World War II, the UCMJ was passed, which is Uniform Code of Military Justice. That was to make the code of conduct for the military, for all uniformed members of the military in the Department of Defense that used to be the Department of War, apply to the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, only and in uniform only. And it was also named the Uniform Code of Military Justice, not because it applied to uniformed men and women in service, but also to make it conform so it would be the same codes of conduct for all the different branches. And then they passed the Administrative Procedure Act, which is civil service law that the Coast Guard came under. The Coast Guard's been a civil service branch or agency, much like your local police. They are a federal maritime police agency, not a branch of military. They were trained on the Uniform Code of Military Justice just in case a declared war by Congress was put forth through a declaration of war, proper right. declaration of war, and the Coast Guard, right. either one individual or yeah. all of the Coast Guard, was okay. moved under the Department of Navy in Department of Defense.
Can we get back to the issues at hand?
Well, you had brought it up, and so
okay, I thought it was a quick
answer. But let me finish. Let me finish because it's an important point that people need to be clear on. The Coast Guard in 2003 was moved not from the Department of Defense, but the Department of Transportation into Homeland Security, and somehow a switch was flipped, turning it into a special branch of military operating under military law or the UCMJ in Homeland Security, not the Department of Defense. And that's such a breach of military law and more, it's unfathomable.
So who's putting the lawsuit against it then?
What do you mean?
Well, shouldn't there be certain individuals within the structure?
I have a lawsuit for the last 6 years. I've actually gone up against the Coast Guard, said you don't have authority to do this. I'm a naval officer. I went to a military academy, a real military academy, not like the Coast Guard Academy. I come out as a commissioned naval officer serving on special duty in the Merchant Marine, and the Coast Guard has been prosecuting me not as a naval officer, not as a Coast Guard officer or personnel, but as an alleged civilian for the last 6 years.
Anyway, can we get back to the issue at hand?
Well, now, whatever your issue is, I don't know.
Okay, my issue basically is that, you know, I think all this discussion is lovely and esoteric, and translating it down to the grassroots so that they can understand it.
Well, that was the whole point of me having Micah on,
right.
was because he's out there, he's built a website, and he's put a lot of information on it, and he was, you know, brought to this, compelled to do this because of his awakening several years ago, and in reading and getting into some of these other documents and other and stuff that other people had done.
Well, you know, can I ask him a question?
Go ahead. You're obviously.
Mike, in your travels, what have you found to be the best methodology to break the trance, the stupor trance that the majority of the population is stuck in? Because I have experienced this to the most horrifying degrees, where I pointed up about Baxter flu being, the live flu being sent to 14, 18 countries in Europe, and one person verified it. But the other 10 or 15 people didn't even bother to ask after the verification.
Yeah, but you take that as a loss. You woke up one person, and that's how it starts. But let me real quick, and I'll throw it to Micah. One thing you have to do is spoon feed. If you give too much information, you know, it's almost like shock and awe, and people just walk away. It's almost like weightlifting. If you go and you really, you know, break your back, whatever, and the first day and lifting weights, a lot of people don't go back. If you start off slow and build up, you know, people stick with it. So at some point, you got to kind of spoon feed and go slow. But let me throw it to Micah real quick.
I think you just have to do a multifaceted approach. Like, for instance, the website is just kind of a shotgun blast that I put out there. So, you know, and another part of it is to optimize it for search engines so it's easily found. It's to get as many people as possible. But, you know, it's just like Eric was saying, when you have these people have to come awake, and it's on an individual by individual basis. And, you know, one will listen and 15 won't. In my case, it's been more like one listen and 100 won't. And you just have to keep going. And in conversations, when you have conversations with people, you can a lot of times turn it to a more interesting and more relevant subject that you want to promote and get them thinking about ideas that they've never thought about before. But in addition to that, I think, you know, my family, we have our little boys, and they're great at passing out literature. I mean, they'll run from house to house, and we can get 500 pieces of literature to distribute in about 30 minutes. So
don't tell me you have a cute puppy, too.
No, we have a cat.
Well, I think the problem that we are really not understanding is that the public has been lulled into this comfort zone.
No, they've been propagandized and they've been lied to.
Right, but they're lulled into a comfort zone where everything is supposed to be, you know, hunky-dunky hoary. But the deal is we're discussing the discomfort zone, and that's why we're getting denial. But I was very upset when nobody even bothered. After my question was verified and they heard it be verified, that there was no interest. That's what.
Yeah, nobody wanted to know more, right?
Yeah, nobody wanted to know more.
It's like a spell.
Yeah, but again, you know, like the deer caught in the headlights, it's almost like you got to help the deer to the side of the road. And then
the deer was paying more attention to the light than these people were paying to the story.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, though, that at some point, no, like chemtrails or something like that.
The deer
in the
headlight was actually paying attention.
That, you know, but like if you break something like chemtrails, and it may blow them away, and it may take, seriously, people months to absorb that and go, wow. Because I've done this, and I've seen people come back literally weeks, if not months later, and go, you know, I looked into that, and there is some legitimacy to that, and I've actually looked up myself, and I've seen them. And I understand that they're not contrails, that they're something else, they're chemtrails or whatever, and that's weird.
Anyway,
that's not good. What are they?
I want to get off and let somebody else go on, but really, we have to be thinking strictly in terms of how do we get this across, because our message is not getting out there. Thank you.
Peace. Take care, Leo. Thanks, man.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say that I think it is. I think, you know, like you said at the beginning of the show, you know, there's a heck of a lot more people out there now that are awake than even 5 years ago, let alone 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. I mean, people are waking up in mass numbers, and the thing we have on our side is that the worse things get, the more people are going to wake up. It's just a matter of hopefully we'll have enough people awake to where we can have the least amount of blood possible when they want to go hard, when they want to go with a hot war.
Well, and that's what you think things are going to turn to, a civil war?
I think it's going to get ugly at some point.
I mean, are you German?
I'm pretty sure I have some German blood in.
Okay, but you're not, I mean, you believe that there's more to what happened in Germany than, I'm not even German, I'm half Portuguese, half Irish, but I believe that there's a heck of a lot more that went on in that country and surrounding World War II and even our own country. If you look at what Roosevelt did, a lot of people thought, much like now with Obama, that he was a dictator, that at some point he took over. I mean, he declared bankruptcy for the United States. He passed a law, an executive order called the Enabling Act, that is much like what went on in Germany, giving the courts the ability to make the law. I mean, it gave them stare decisis to where they could, and it was supposed to be where there was a ambiguity and the law wasn't clear, but they're coming in and actually changing black letter law 180 degrees out from what it says. And they're saying that Congress doesn't know what it's doing in passing legislation, that at some point we need to come in and change the statute. You know, and that it's just gotten so, and on some of the stuff I could see the reason to do that, but it must be very far and few in between, because Congress can't be that wrong. You know, I would have to correct that and say, well, except for nowadays, that wrong that many, you know, that often. But we look at the Military Commissions Act, the Warner Defense Authorization Bill, H.R. 1955, S.B. 1959, and all these bills and even the actions of the federal government in allowing Homeland Security and the Coast Guard to carry on military tribunals of civilians. That's not good. That's been out, you know, it's not only been outlawed by Congress and our First Continental Congress and in the Constitution, but it's also been outlawed by the Supreme Court in cases like Reed versus Covert from 1957. Real quick, a minute, and then I want to throw it back to Dave in Canada if he's still on the line. He came back on, but Go ahead, Micah.
One of the things I did just want to mention real quick is when I did start waking up and realizing this, I went back to some of the things that the leaders of the church that I belong to have said, and they have consistently been...
Well, your church was founded when? I'm not... know of the church.
1830s.
Okay, and who was that?
Joseph Smith.
Okay. And what was the whole... One of the things we'd learn in, I went to, Catholic grade school and high school. One of the things we learned in high school was, about all the other different religions. And, forgive me, it's been a long time. But for all those listeners who aren't as familiar, if you could give just a real brief synopsis of, what the Church of Latter-day, and I'm not of the church, I'm just trying to get information out there and,
Sure. Joseph Smith started it. His claim, which I subscribe to and believe, is that he was visited by divine beings on several different occasions, and one of which is where he found gold plates, which were deposited here by ancient civilizations that existed on America, which the Native American Indians were our descendants of. And so he translated those through also divine means, from which we get the Book of Mormon, and he organized through the laws of.
But the Church of Latter-day Saints is not the Mormon Church.
It's nicknamed the Mormon, but there's a lot of different like split off groups, like the RLDS. There's a lot of groups that are polygamous that aren't part of the church.
Well, Brigham Young was an offshoot from Smith, or.
He was actually the one that took over the church after Smith, and they did have polygamy at that time.
And you're not a polygamist yourself.
No. Okay. And the church.
You'd probably get polygamy. A lot of calls if you said you were. And you're like, sorry.
No problem. But the one thing I wanted to mention about that was that consistently from the beginning, from Joseph Smith's time, the church leaders were telling the members, obey the Constitution. They were begging. Pleading with them to say, support these principles. And on down through time, and I'm sure you probably heard of Ezra Taft Benson. He was one of the major players in the freedom fight of times gone past.
Right.
But anyway, and for the most part, the members of the church didn't listen. And it's, freedom, the freedom issue is the very foundation of the Mormon belief system. Going back to like the war in heaven, where we believe that Satan said, I will offer you eternal security and eternal safety if you follow me. And Christ's option was saying, some of you won't come back, but I will give you the option to be free, and I will pay the ultimate price to do that. And so it was a choice of freedom versus slavery. And there's that word again, safety, what we're hearing a lot about today. We're saying, we're going to be safe. Right, security. And so Christ gave us, according to theology, gave us the opportunity to be free. And a lot of members of the church understand that, but they don't. And the people who followed Satan were exiled. They said, you're no longer allowed to be part of our society. So you can live anywhere and live however you want, but just not with us. And so the people that followed him were cast out, basically. And the people that did, that it was such an important issue, the freedom issue was that the only people that were allowed to come to the earth and have a mortal body were the people that supported the side of freedom, the side of individual liberty.
Do you know anything about Box Canyon?
About what?
Box Canyon?
No.
There's a trail, I think, that some of the followers of the church were on, and they ended up in wintertime in this Box Canyon where a bunch of them died, and I think they were attacked by the Indians. But it's a trail that I went on as a Boy Scout. I was an Eagle Scout, and I remembered that from my travels out here on the West Coast through some of the different states. And I'm trying to remember where that was, but Box Canyon is part of the legacy or lexicon of the church.
Right. I know there were places like that. I know there's one in Colorado. I don't remember the name offhand. Something similar like that happened.
Well, let me go back to Dave real quick, but I think he's going to get cut off by commercial, but we'll hold him over. Dave, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, welcome back. Sorry about the...
I understand sure. This is your show, and you want to talk about your religions, it's fine.
Hold on a minute, or I'll just cut you off again. Because you're making stuff up. Whatever. I'm not a member of the Church of Latter-day Saints. I'm not talking about religion. I have a guest on the show, and we're getting into some of your background to show that, you know, we've got people from across the spectrum who are interested and involved in what's going on, that the most common denominator is the Constitution and the rule of law and a system of self-governance known as a republic that is an umbrella for all to live free under, that is under attack, and many see it that way. I just hate when people come on and start to throw out, you know, disparaging or broad claims like that. Hold on, Michael. We'll be right back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program in the zone.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition. Many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. And we were talking about Dave on the break there. And, you know, I'm sorry. He didn't listen to anything I had to say. I even said, sorry, I thought you were Dave who calls into the show a lot. He's actually a real subject of the Queen in Canada. And he's not real happy with the situation in Canada either, or the fact that he lives in a constitutional monarchy and is not happy that he's a subject of the Queen. And I've talked to him and, you know, ribbed him a little bit about it. He doesn't take offense to it. I thought it was that Dave, and I tried to apologize, but, you know, this guy just saw red, you know, as the producer was saying. Anyways, we'll go back to Micah. We only got about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, well, about 5 minutes. I want to throw it back to you. Say everything and anything you can. Going back to the Constitution and rule of law, because our secular way of life and or system of self-governance allows us to worship God however we want, allows us whatever freedoms we want. And I think that's, you know, you've said this on the show yourself. That's what your own church is about. It's not about imposing its form of religion or worship upon others. It's more about, you know, through faith and good works or, you know, as I've said myself, acting on verb, deeds, not words. But let me throw it back to you. Pitch your website. You might want to put up on the website an email so that people can, you know, contact you. You'll have the link up on the Republic Broadcasting Network website, and you should get some traffic from that. So you might want to get a email attached to the website somehow, but that's, you know, just my two cents. But go ahead. It's all yours.
I agree with everything you just said. And first, in case I don't get the chance later, I just wanted to let you know I appreciate the opportunity to come on your show. The site has a lot of quotes from the founding fathers on it. It's ourrepubliconline.com. And I started it just because I tried to talk to my family and my friends and the people I knew.
Well, real quick, and I'll shut up after this. You don't really have anything up there about the Church of Latter-day Saints or anything, do you?
Excuse me. Actually, I do, but it's only the stuff that they've talked about on freedom, the freedom
right,
issue.
Right, but it's only, and it's more of a sidebar. It's not the central focus of the website.
Right. So if you go to, like, the author's page, for instance, you're going to see the founding fathers first. The second section, you'll see leaders of the church. The third section, you'll see other friends of liberty besides the founding fathers. And the last section are people like David Rockefeller, the people that other people that aren't friends of liberty and whatever.
Right. So I just have categories. I think we all agree that Rockefeller is not a friend of liberty.
I would think so. I had a hard time with some people like Lincoln, though. I wasn't sure because he had some good. I have some good quotes by him and other ones, and you know, there's issues with Lincoln.
I'm of the same mind, but there were a lot of things that kind of pointed, like, you know, the greenbacks and what Kennedy tried as well. But there's also a lot of stuff that's, you know, kind of one leg on either side of the fence.
Right. And I think, you know, I think what I've brought to it is in programming, in my programming background, is that I'm able to have it to where everything is categorized. Everything is, you can click on anything like an author and you can see the author's quotes. You can see the author's books if I've had them posted, that is. And so it's I think it's well organized, and my favorite part about the site is just the index, where if you go to categories or topics, I forget what it's called, but it has like 20 or 30 just categories where the quotes that I have are categorized by those, and it's really easy to find a topic, for instance, on the police state or on the executive branch or the Constitution, and things like that.
The website again, because we're down into the last minute. As soon as you hear the music coming up, we've got about 30 seconds. So just go ahead and run it through. It's yours, but you know, hit the website again real quick so people can find it.
Okay, it's ourrepubliconline.com. Just go there, and if you could add a link to your site, it would help promote that in the Google search results. I would appreciate that.
Well, and pop me an email real quick when you get a chance, ltshine@socal.r.com. And we'll talk. I appreciate you doing the show.
Thank you very much.
With recent internet.